the end of his black coat flapping in the breeze. George stiffened. Is that... Nana Flo threaded an arm through the crook of his elbow. He'd never find us here, love. Not today of all days. And especially not in your fine disguise. George slumped with relief. Nana Flo was right. It was late afternoon on the 23rd of December, and his father was at work. Just like he was every other day of the year, rain or shine, weekends and weekdays, holidays, and all the billable minutes in between. Hugo Bishop wouldn't dream of setting foot outside his office, especially not with Christmas floating about so infectiously. Overhead, the milk bottle clouds were thick with the promise of snow, the air dusted with the scent of cinnamon. George inhaled a generous lungful as he followed it through the fair gates. He was happy here, in the belly of Christmas, full of mince pies and candy floss, and the kind of self-assuredness that only a tinsel moustache can bring. I think I'll keep it on, he told his nan on the Ferris wheel. It makes me feel important.
You do look a bit like Clark Gable, said Nana Flo, around a mouthful of fudge. One of my all-time favourite film stars.
A pause, then.
Or a festive broom handle, at the very least.
She adjusted her own carefully selected Christmas accessory. A holly hair clip, adorned with bright red berries and jade leaves. It sat just above her left ear and made the green of her eyes seem brighter, somehow. Almost mischievous. Hours later, when the moon was climbing into an indigo sky and their legs had grown heavy from Wonderland wandering, Nana Flo pressed a £5 note into his hand.
Why don't you run and get yourself a hot chocolate from Gino's?
She gestured to a row of identical wooden cabins that looked out onto the carousel.
Save me a marshmallow.
I'm going to see about a mulled wine, or three.
George was already off and running. He thought Gino's Chocolata was the last shop on the little row, but when he reached it, he spied another cabin tucked away at the very end. It was absent of decoration, except for the crooked sign hanging above the door. It read, Marley's Christmas Curiosities, and underneath in fine print, Strictly no grown-ups allowed. Enter at your own whimsy. The bell above the door tinkled as he pushed it open. George was surprised to find himself in a room much larger than he was expecting. It was cosy, too. The floor was blanketed with fresh pine needles that made the shop smell of evergreen trees. Overhead, garlands of fairy lights hung from the low ceiling, setting a dim glow about the place. A girl and a boy were examining the shelf nearest the door. They were a little younger than George and were arguing over a bright yellow parcel of sweets.
Mum's allergic to toffee, you dunder brain.
You're thinking of nougat? There's a massive difference.
At the back of the shop, behind a wooden desk heaped with books, an old man sat reading a newspaper. His spectacles were perched on the very end of his nose. He peered at George over the top of them. George lifted a gloved hand in greeting.
Hi.
The old man, Marley, George supposed, looked at him closely now, his bushy brows hunching together.
Age?
George shuffled closer, arcing around a cluster of children who were chattering excitedly by a table in the middle of the shop.
10.
He told Marley.
And?
Prompted the old man.
10.
And 4 months?
Marley tapped his upper lip.
That's an unusual amount of facial hair for a 10 years and 4 months old. I'm not saying I haven't seen it before.
He narrowed his eyes suspiciously.
But it's as rare as a purple reindeer.
There's no such thing as a purple reindeer, said George. Marley stared at him.
Excuse me?
George shifted uncomfortably,